Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Nitin Spinners Limited Q1 and FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Avnish Chandra from Swiss Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thanks a lot, Muskan, and thank you very much, everyone, for joining this call. On behalf of SMIFS Limited, I welcome you all to first quarter financial year FY27 earnings conference call of Nitin Spinners Limited. We are pleased to host the top management of the company. Today, we have with us Mr. Dinesh Nolkar, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, Mr. Nitin Nolkar, Managing Director of the company, and Mr. P. Maheshwari, Chief Financial Officer. We will start the call with initial commentary on the results, and then we will open the floor for question and answer. Now, I will hand over the call to Mr. P. Maheshwari, CFO of the company. Over to you, Maheshwari, sir.
Thank you, Avnishji. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the participants to this Q1 FY27 earnings call of Nitin Spinners Limited. I hope you have had a chance to go through the financial results and investor presentation available on the company's website and stock exchanges. I will start with a brief overview on operational and financial performance for the quarter. Post that, our CMD, Sri Dineshji, will give you an overview of industry and business scenario. Coming to our financial and operational performance, Q1 FY27, the company has reported another quarter of strong all-round performance with improvement in revenue, EBITDA, and PAT. Revenue for Q1 stood at rupees 875 crores, which is a growth of 10.3% on year-on-year basis and 1.8% on quarter-on-quarter basis. It is our highest-ever quarterly revenue for the second time in a row, driven by improvement in yarn realizations and better demand scenario. EBITDA before other income for the quarter stood at rupees 155.6 crores, which is a growth of 39.85% on year-on-year basis and 19.3% on quarter-on-quarter basis. EBITDA margin for this quarter stood at 17.78% against Q1 FY26 margins of 14.02%. That is an increase of 376 basis points on year-on-year basis and 261 basis points on quarter-on-quarter basis. That is due to improved realization and cost-saving initiatives. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at rupees 75.3 crores. That is a growth of 83.63% on year-on-year basis and 31.2% on quarter-on-quarter basis. EPS and cash EPS for the quarter stood at rupees 13.39 and rupees 20.08 per share, respectively. In terms of geographical split of revenue, export contributed nearly 65% and domestic 35% of the total revenue during the quarter. In FY27, our spinning capacity was operating at 98% utilization and woven fabric at over 92% utilization. That is all from my side. I now request Sri Dineshji to share his insights about the industry and business scenario. Thank you, and over to Sri Dineshji.
Thank you, Maheshwari. Good afternoon, everyone. FY27 has commenced on a positive note for the textile industry. This positive momentum has been supported by an improvement in demand from the last quarter itself, following the removal of the additional tariffs by the U.S. Cotton prices increased during quarter one by about 8%-10%, primarily driven by overall lower global production, global supply chain and logistics challenges due to West Asia war. Government of India, due to this, has also removed the import duty on cotton, so looking to the higher prices in the domestic as well as international markets. The price parity between international and domestic cotton improved, which is for, was one of the factors for the improvement in the performance of the textile industry. The upstream textile industry also witnessed an improved market scenario, with yarn prices increasing higher than the cotton prices, supported by healthy demand from both the domestic and export markets. The increased demand of cotton yarn in export market from China was one of the factors for a better demand scenario for the Indian spinners. The recently implemented India-UK FTA is also expected to support India's exports by opening up new sourcing and export opportunities for the Indian textile sector. Other trade agreements like EU-FTA will also play an important role in creating a more level playing field for India against other competing textile nations. India's textile sector continues to have good long-term growth potential, supported by its large manufacturing base, raw material availability, increasing focus on value-added products, innovation, and sustainability. For the favorable government initiatives and increasing global interest in diversified sourcing will contribute to the improved, going forward, the improved demand. We anticipate that the demand for fabric and yarn will continue to be better, supported by demand coming from growth across the downstream sector and the consolidation of the spinning industry. Now, coming to the company's performance, we are pleased to announce our highest ever quarterly revenue for the second consecutive quarter at about ₹875 crores, driven by improved yarn realizations, a better demand environment, and optimum capacity utilizations. The fabric business witnessed a stable pricing environment compared to the previous quarter. Margins for the quarter improved on both a sequential and on year-on-year basis as well. This improvement was primarily driven by higher realizations across our products and the cost-saving initiatives. Going forward, one of our future growth drivers will be our capacity addition plan, which is going progressing as per schedule, with the expansion of our fabric capacity by around 35 million meters and spinning capacity by additional 74,000 spindles. We anticipate closing financial year 27 on a stronger note compared to financial year 26, supported by the partial contribution from the new capacities in the second half of this financial year. The CAPEX will further support an expansion of our in our blended margins, as highlighted earlier as well, driven by an increase in the share of value-added products in overall revenue mix. The renewable power expansion plan is also going as per schedule and expected to be operational by the end of Q3 27. Upon completion of the same, we are expected to reduce our power costs further. The positive external environment, including the trade measures and improved price parity of cotton, gives us a confidence in faster ramp-up of these capacities once they become operational and help us in sustaining the margins. With this, I would like to open the floor for the question and answer session. I think we can go forward with that.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer section. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if you could help us understand what were the spreads during Q1 FY27 and what are current spreads right now in Q2?
In the first quarter, I think in the last quarter of the last financial year, the spreads were in the range of about 110 rupees. And now it is in the range of 130 rupees.
130?
Yes.
And sir, are they sustaining in Q2 as well?
As far as today's condition is there, we are sustaining the same.
Got it. So what has led to the spread improvement? Is it the difference between the pricing of Indian cotton versus international cotton, or the demand is much higher than the supply, if you could help us understand?
In fact, there are a couple of reasons. First is there is an improved demand scenario and also consolidation of the capacities. We have seen some capacities going out of business in last 1 and 2 years, and then there was a very dull period of demand, especially post the announcement of the US tariffs, and the prices went down substantially lower. Now that has corrected itself, and accordingly there is a stable price regime. Maybe we can say we have come back to the similar levels what was there pre US tariff levels. And also there was one of the important factors, as you rightly pointed out, was the parity between the Indian cotton and the international cotton. For good 1.5 to 2 years, from 24, end of 23 till middle of 25, our Indian cotton was outpriced. They were much higher than the international prices. So now this course correction has happened. So that is also resulting in squeeze improvement.
Got it. Sir, can you quantify what is the premium on international cotton versus Indian cotton currently, and historically, where has it, like you mentioned that we were at a disadvantage like in 23 and 24. So how is it compared to that right now?
If we have to look at the Cotlook index, normally Indian cotton, Cotlook index is basically an index of six larger growths of cotton. So if we compare that, normally Indian cotton was minus the Cotlook index, maybe couple of percentages points minus the Cotlook index in view of the quality of the cotton which we produce in India. So in 23-24, our cotton prices were about 5 to even 7% higher than the Cotlook index. And now it is at this point of time at the similar level, minus 1 or 2% the Cotlook index level. So the overall delta change has been in the range of 7 to 8%.
Got it. So just final few questions from mine. Sir, we are adding the 35 million meters of capacity in our finishing division. Sir, so is it more towards weaving or is it more towards printing? And sir, it seems that the textile printing, although the volumes are getting much smaller, sir, so are we moving from rotary printing towards digital printing, if you could help us understand?
First of all, printing is a very small part of the business. The capacity which we are adding is both in the weaving as well as finishing. So we are adding both weaving capacity as well as finishing capacity. And this new capacity will be for solid dyed fabrics, also the yarn dyed fabrics as well. So we are not adding any capacity in the printing segment. Already we have printing segment available where we are already running the thing. So we are not adding any capacity in that particular segment.
Got it. And sir, so considering this demand improvement that we have seen, but our volume, yarn volume have actually degrown on a Q1Q and a Y1Y basis. Sir, so why was it? I think majority came from the realization improvement. Sir, so how do we see FY27 in terms of top line and bottom line? And sir, the volume, should we expect these to move up going forward, or customers are delaying their purchases because of higher yarn prices?
There is, I think there is no degrowth as such. The volume has degrown because our fabric divisions have consumed more. If we go into the detail, our fabric divisions have consumed more, and some stocks were left out at the end of the quarter because of logistic challenges. So there was slight increase in the stocks with us, which got dispatched later because of the non-availability of the vessels or other things. Logistics, as I highlighted in my earlier comments also. So because of that, otherwise there is no reduction in the sales side, or in quantum, I would say. Going forward, as our capacity increase, yes, the quantum will also increase. That is also going to increase going further. For the, what will be the revenue and other things for the financial year, I think in the last conference call also, we have highlighted that we should be already, with our new expansion, we should add another 200 to 300 crores to our revenues going in this whatever capacity we add. Plus, the existing revenue should be slightly higher than the last year. So, all put together, so that there will be a reasonable increase in our revenues.
Got it. Got it. Sir, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for good set of numbers. Sir, as you have been saying that, you know, the spreads are sustaining in second quarter also. But let's say if we, you know, if our, for most of the spinners, for most of the yarn companies, the low price inventory should get over by maximum by Q2. So let's say, how do things look like for our company in Q3 with, you know, with us also procuring higher cost inventory during Q1, Q2? We can talk about that.
We are not at all relying on our inventories alone. We are trying to pass on the increase in the raw material prices. This has happened in the past also, and going forward also, if the prices, there is no abnormal increase in the raw material prices, I think we should be in a position to pass on the increased cotton prices also. This quarter itself, in the Q2 itself, we are also seeing the increase in the raw material prices in comparison to last 6 months, and which is getting passed on.
Okay. And you know, we have been hearing about China starting to procure cotton yarn supplies from India and others countries. So is that one of the major reasons why, you know, such high demand and the high yarn prices are sustaining? And what's your view on the continuity of the same?
First of all, it is one of the reasons. I would not say it is the only reason. Overall, demand in the domestic market has also been good. If you see, there is an incremental increase in the exports. India was exporting in the range of 90 to 100 million kgs during the whole of year 25. Mm-hmm. In the calendar year 26, China started to import and we went up to 110 to 115 million. So there is not very large increase or let's say the kind of capacity which they used to buy in 20 earlier years in 21, 22 kind. But this is also supporting the overall requirement. So I would say that, and we are expecting because of the strategy which China is adopting, there is a lower crop expected in China and they may go in for this kind of continuity of the import of yarn will should continue.
Okay. So given all this, we expect that the current margins for the quarter, let's say around 17-18%, that should sustain going forward, at least for next quarter or two?
We are expecting same. In view of the cost saving initiatives going forward, which is also going to kick in, and also the margins looking reasonable, unless we have seen extraordinary changes in global scenarios or something like that. Political, geopolitical things, we should be able to maintain.
Okay, maintain and not improve. The margin should stay at around 17-18% level.
Improvement, I cannot comment upon at this point of time.
Sure, okay. But at least it should not go down from the Q1 levels, or at least not much, not significantly lower than Q1 levels.
No comments on this, please. I'm just giving you the facts and the figures.
Sure.
The margin will come automatically when it comes.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Narayan Danak, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you very much for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, you are. Please.
Yeah. Thank you. So, I see that the volumes QOQ down for yarn around 14% and YOY 7%. That is compensated by increase in the volumes for cloth, right, by 7%. And that is clear from what you just say. And demand perspective, we have not increased in terms of volume, right? I think what you pointed out as a demand perspective. Can you please put forward the facts in terms of how the demand has increased when the volumes are actually down? That's the first question. And second question, if are these spreads, right, is specifically due to spread increase, is due to the cost reduction in terms of inputs? That's how I understand it. So correct me if I'm wrong. And how much is it sustainable given this China scenario which you just explained? These are the two things if you can address, please. Thank you.
Yes. Coming to your first question, there is basically, if you see the production capacity, it is running at the similar production capacity. So we are running at 98% capacity utilization. And accordingly, the increase in volumes is not possible beyond the capacity which we have. So last year also we were running at this level, and this year also we are running at same level. Now, out of the capacity, the yarn which is produced, it goes for different applications. Sometimes we have our knitting capabilities, we have our weaving capabilities. So when it goes more into those in-house consumptions, then and the utilization increases here, the outside sales slightly reduces. So that is what you are seeing at this point of time. Some quantity reduction which is left in our stocks is also, which is also reflected in our numbers, is due to the non-dispatches of the materials from our end because of logistic challenges in the international market. So that is one of the reasons, and that is later on already in the month of July and others, it has already got dispatched as well. So this is the reason why the volumes you are looking at is changing. So that is none, from our side, there is no major change in the volumes, and it remains as it is. So all the increase which has happened is due to the increase in the realization, and there is no reduction in the volumes of the yarn which we are producing or which we are selling at the moment. Now, coming to your second question, where you have asked about the cost initiatives, in this particular quarter, our renewable energies portion has kicked in, the new capacity which we have started. So that has contributed partly for the reduction in the costs. But that is not very substantial, I would say. We have also gone in for an effort of saving the energy. So that has also resulted in the lesser energy consumption per unit of the production. So these two things have resulted. Some automations have also been done, which was also a part of our expansion plans. So we have also modernized some of our existing capabilities. So all these three things have resulted in some of our cost savings, which is going to continue. These cost savings are for permanent in nature and will continue going forward as well.
Right, sir. Thank you. So most of the cost saving is coming due to input prices, the way I understand. And part of it is due to what you just explained.
Not input prices. Due to the power, input prices have gone up rather. And accordingly, the finished goods have also gone up. So input prices have not gone down. So if you see, so the increase in the revenue is more than the what the input increase is there.
Right, right. And that's why spread about 130 rupees that you just mentioned previously, right? And sir, the last question from my side, how does it look when the full capacity expansion comes alive and we are producing more, say, FY28, FY29? Do we see substantial demand to absorb the capacity expansion that we have done?
The new capacity which is going to come in will be in the yarn capacity. What we are adding will be more for our fabric business. It will go for, out of the new capacity, about 22,000 metric tons we are adding going forward. So which, out of which nearly 16 to 18,000 will go for our yarn production, for our fabric production. Also, we are adding yarn dyeing capacity. So some part of the capacities will also be, so it's a new product for us. So that will be also some of the yarns will be going for. So in total, we'll be adding very small capacity for our gray yarn business, which could be easily absorbed looking to our presence all around the world and the demand of our products at this moment also. So there is no issue at all for absorbing the yarn capacity. Now, coming to fabric capacity, this is going to, we are also introducing many new products in our range in the fabric. And also these new markets which are opening for us, like with the FTAs happening for UK and also going forward for the EU, we expect that we'll have more customers coming from these markets, which we are already in discussion. So they will, that will further enhance our utilization capacity. But the ramping up of fabric will take some time to happen. So that is going to take 6 to 8 months time going forward.
Got it. Thank you, sir. And the margins from these new products, right? At least they would be matching the margins of yarn, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yes, of course. Right? Of course. Okay. That, yes, yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Shah from Fortitude Fund Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Firstly, congratulations on the set of numbers. I mean, we are very impressed with, you know, how we've been able to foresee the upcycle. So just a couple of questions. I think last quarter on the con call, you said the price rise in fabric was not being passed through the way it was getting passed on in yarn. So just wanted some clarity. Has that pass-through started now? I mean, are we getting higher margins in fabric as well?
Basically, let's say we have been able to pass on 100% of the raw material increase in the yarn business, or rather, in fact, improve it. Let's say the increase is 100%, we have been able to pass 120% or 125%. I'm just giving an example. But in the case of fabric business, only whatever raw material increase actually has happened in the cotton, that is only getting passed on. We are not able to improve upon the margins as we are able to improve upon the margins in the yarn business.
Got it. So do you expect this to sort of improve in the coming quarters?
Yes, definitely. With the settling down of the cotton prices at higher levels, yarns at a level, we expect that definitely within the demand coming from various quarters all around the world, I think we should be able to do that.
Got it. So in terms of the new capacity that comes in, you know, in addition to the previous person who asked you on the capacity ramp up, sir, of the 1,000 crore is what we were guided incrementally will be the turnover that gets added. How much of that will be yarn and how much of that will be fabric? Is it 500, 500?
No. Fabric will be about 600 plus.
Okay. Got it. So in terms of ramp up, what will be the tentative timeline for yarn and fabric?
I think we should be, as far as yarn is concerned, I think we would have ramped up all our capacities by 31st of March of this financial year. So that will be there. And okay. Fabric 100% ramp up may take a quarter or two more in FY28.
Okay. So lastly, in terms of the solar capacity, has any of the benefits accrued as yet or all of it will come in Q3 itself?
I think some of it has come in the Q this year, this quarter also. I think about 1.2 crores or 1.5 crores is the exact number. It has come in this particular quarter. Yes, it is going to come going forward.
So if I'm not wrong, I think the number is 30-35 crores, right, for this savings will start, say, post Q3?
Yes, I think annually it will be about, it should be in the, at the EBITDA level, it should be around 50 crores.
About 50 crores. Okay. So, and this 50 crores, so maybe 50 divided by 4 will start from Q4. Is that safe to assume?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kushal Sen Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. I just wanted to ask, any chance of you looking at a buyback at any point in time?
I think at this point of time, we are in a growth phase. We are deploying our capital for the growth purposes, internal accruals, as well as we are also taking some loans as well. So it would not be prudent for us to go for buyback at this point of time.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Varun from SMIFS PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, team. I'm audible.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So most of my questions have been answered, but I would like some clarity on the EBITDA margins that have expanded this quarter. So we can see there is a 39.8% growth in EBITDA, and the margins have grown from 14% to 17.78%, which is a 376 basis incremental EBITDA. So can you just help me sort of bridge the YOY EBITDA expansion, how much of it is from cotton yard spread? How much is the realization and how much is from the mix or from the cost efficiency that you've been talking about? So can you just help me on that?
A lot of number crunching will go over there. I'll just give you a brief outline. On saving on the cost of power is, if you see, about 0.5% of our EBITDA. Whatever, if we compare with last year to this year, is due to our power, because we have done some savings on our existing systems also, as well as the solar capacity has also increased. Some capacity increased last year, some capacity increased this year. So part of it is going from that side. Also, that is about 0.5% of our EBITDA. Further, there is a improvement in the yarn realization. We have been able to increase the prices more than our raw materials. So I would be, if you see our gross margins, they have substantially improved from 35% levels to now to about 40% levels, 40% plus levels. So the major increase is due to the increase in the yarn realizations only.
Okay, thank you. And I would like to just have a follow-up on that. So how much of this is coming through the cotton inventory that's been there, like the valuation gain on that? Is there anything from the cotton inventory?
No, we do not increase the valuation normally. So that is basically the inventory part, because of substantial jump in the cotton prices. Definitely there was some inventory gain. But as a policy of the company, we do not carry extraordinary inventories, and our inventories are normally balanced with our sales. If we have inventory, we also have the sales in hand going forward. So a very small portion would have come in from the inventory gains. Majority of it has increases due to the realization increase only.
Understood. And is there any impact on the working capital cycle over the last quarter versus currently what it is?
There is no major change as such. The cycle has more or less remained similar as compared to the last quarters of the financial year.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Gajaria from Boring AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So I just wanted to understand when we talk about yarn capacity ramp up and fabric, what portion of that yarn will go towards internal consumption? What will be internal consumption towards fabric?
If you are talking about the overall internal consumption,
I'm talking about the 1100 crores capex that we are doing, right?
Okay.
From yarn, how much portion will go to fabric and what will be towards,
About 60% plus will go for the our internal consumption, and balance will be for the sales. 40% will be for the sales.
Okay, so on fabric front, next year at least we'll be able to do 200 crores from the fabric, right? Considering that it's towards the second half of the year, the facility ramp up is towards the second half of the year.
The 200 crores of what revenue?
Incremental revenue. We could be able to do 200 crores of incremental revenue from there.
No, it will be much higher. Our fabric revenue, today, is totally about 700 crores plus for the last financial year. Going forward in FY28, we are expecting that our revenues will go up to 1,200 crores from this.
Okay, so it will be net around 300 crores addition from new capacity.
About 500 crores will be added. Yeah, 500 crores has to be has to come from this.
Got it, got it. And in fabric, the asset turn should be around 1.2 times. How much is it usually?
Pardon?
The asset turn, what is the asset turn like in fabric?
Asset turn in fabric is, if you see individually the fabric, then it is about 1.3, 1.4. But when it, since we are a composite unit, it is less than 1.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much for taking my question and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Narayan Dhanak, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for putting me in the queue once again. Sir, I just wanted to understand the industry outlook. I understand from your saying that we are operating at optimum capacity and we don't have spare capacity, so that we are not able to save more, so that the volumes came down. But when people have capacity, what are the avenues? What is the industry and overall, as an overall, having tailwind or headwind or it is neutral outlook for next 2 to 3 years? You said that some of the capacities came off the market, some guys closed. So how is it happening overall in terms of industry structure?
As far as industry structure is concerned, I think the outlook is very positive. Going forward with the kind of avenues which is opening for the Indian textile, we see very good opportunities going forward. Important thing is that we should be able to capitalize on them by selling the finished products. We are at this point of time in India very good producer of yarns and fabrics. But ultimately, most of the European countries as well as the US and Japan, which are the bigger markets for textiles in exports, is consuming the garments. So a lot of our future growth will depend on how the Indian garment industry takes up and also the home textile for the finished fabric take it up going forward. A lot of capacities in India is going to come up in these sectors to ramp up the overall thing. For them, they will also need a lot of industrial supplies, which is in the form of yarns and fabrics. And we are part of that particular chain. There, the demand and supplies at this point of time very finely balanced. In last 2 years, we have seen consolidation, some weaker players going out of business, some smaller capacities which were unviable also stopped. This gave a very good, I would say, a balancing factor, so that because of which we could see this kind of price increases at this point of time. Going forward, not much capacity is coming up in these segments, and we expect that the major investment which is going to happen will be in the field of garmenting and also in the field of the finished products. So that is going to be the future for the country as such. Once, if we are able to capitalize on that, then the future looks very bright, not even for 2-3 years, but even for more and longer.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Just the last follow-up. The way we expanded and increased the product lines vertically from time to time, are we thinking of going to garments someday?
Definitely. If we have to, as I have highlighted here, that the future will be dependent on how our garmenting industry performs. Definitely, we have to look for that particular field as well. We are just waiting for the right opportunity and right conditions. We want to first capitalize on the whatever capacities we have. And this is going to be one of the areas which we are looking very seriously.
Maybe what you just pointed out, that printing and other segments, other products that you are creating, I think they are downstream to garments. Once they are successful, I think you might venture into garments. Is that fair to assume?
Should be. Once we are successful in ramping up our capacities for the fabric division and all the different kind of products are available in our basket, we may have a look at that also and shorten that help as well.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Gurr, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Sandeep Berg. Thank you for the opportunity. My questions are also on the new capacity which is coming up. One, can you give me the timeline for the new spinning capacity as well as weaving and the finished product, the finished fabric capacity that is going to come up over the next couple of quarters? Second, you know, you had been mentioning about 1,000 crores of turnover from the new capacity, but in the last 6 months, prices have gone up by about 20-odd%. So are we looking at higher revenue from this new capacity that is coming up? And lastly, since you have an integrated fabric capacity and on yarn you make, say, between 15 to 18% depending on where the prices are, for the, what would be the margin for the integrated fabric unit, if you can throw some light on that?
First of all, on your question on your timeline, I think we'll start our weaving capacities in a couple of months' time. We should be starting the same. Processing capacities will take then further one and a half more months. To start, which is around Diwali, and spinning capacity should be on stream by around December. So next 4 months, we should be, most 4 to 5 months time, most of our capacities should be up and running. If the utilization will increase slowly, so utilization levels will ramp up by 31st of March. For fabric, it may take slightly more time, especially the processing side, it may take more time as it is fashion oriented, so normally it takes longer time to put the capacity at full level. Then second question regarding the top line increase, you are very right, it can increase, but today looking to the volatility, we are not factoring it in. Yes, the increase, since there is a 8 to 10% increase in the prices, this can also happen with the finished, with a new turnover also, this may go up also. Thirdly, you've asked about, I think, third question was, can you repeat?
Margin on the integrated fabric.
Yes, margin on integrated, normally we do not calculate in that manner. We are just calculating the overall margin. Yes, I have already highlighted that since we have, at this point of time, our top line consists about 20 to 21% of our fabric, which you should go up to about 30% going forward. And this should add about 100 to 150 bits to our margin. So our overall margins may increase by this level. So that is what, so incrementally that should be the situation.
Okay, no, that's very helpful. You mentioned that by first or second quarter of next financial year, you should be able to ramp up your new fabric capacity as well. So that's say about 12 to 13 months from now. Beyond that, how are you looking at growing the business?
There are various opportunities available for us. So we keep on evaluating the same. And at this point of time, there is no firm business plan. If you go our track, see in our track record, we have been consistently growing. If you see any block of 3 to 5 years, we have consistently had a CAGR of about north of 15%. And we hope to maintain same. So we'll definitely let you know with our plans going forward, what we are planning once they are firmed up.
Sir, the reason why I'm asking this question is because the market dynamics are changing. As you mentioned that market is looking very positive given the FTAs that India has signed. And of course, given the strength that India has in the cotton value chain. Now, any new capacity will take at least 12 to 15 months. And, given that and given the market opportunity, I wanted to understand your thought process on expansion.
Definitely the capacities and we can get into some new lines as well. as well as we have the opportunity to expand in our existing capacities also. But since I have no, we can horizontally increase, we can vertically increase. Both the options are available with us, and we will evaluate and accordingly come up with the firm plans. As of now, for whatever capex we have announced, we are not considering any new capex in the next FY 28. This is all done till FY 28. So anything which is going to come up is going to come up only after FY 28. So in the meantime, we are working out what is the best options available with us, and not hurry it up and see the markets which are opening and then decide.
Thank you, sir. And my last question, sir, I think the new capacity is coming under the Rajasthan scheme, textile scheme, where a lot of incentives have been made available by the government. Given these incentives, what kind of incremental margin can be added to the new business, in your opinion?
These incentives are available for our existing business also. It is not the last expansion, last two expansions which we have undertaken. We also had these incentives available to us. A part of this incentive is capital subsidy, which does not form part of our revenues or other things. It is in the other income. So margin profile does not increase or change because of that particular fact. Yes, then there is interest subsidy again. It is a part of EBITDA only. So margin profiling does not change with this kind of incentives which we have. Yes, of course, net profit increases. So it is not going to majorly change. We are already having those incentives available on our earlier projects as well.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Abhishek Shah from Fortitude Fund Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just a quick follow-up on the previous participant. Just want to understand on the next leg of growth. I understand once we get to this, we'll be at around 4,500 crores of turnover. You did mention that garmenting could be something that we could evaluate. So just want your thoughts on a couple of things. Maybe are we open to looking at, say, inorganic opportunities in garmenting, maybe at a later stage? That is one. And second is the garmenting versus home textiles, maybe just your views on each of them.
First of all, definitely, if the opportunity is interesting, we would be interested in organic as well. There is no issues with that. Plus, organic growth is also possible. Both ways we can look at this particular field. But we have to evaluate which areas, which particular segment of the industry we want to get into also in the garmenting. So that evaluation will take some time and then only can go forward with it. So at this point of time, we have not firmed up anything. It's just an idea that this is an area which is growing, which has to grow if the country has to grow. So that is one of my things. You can say it is as a rider that I am not saying that we are venturing into garmenting for sure. So secondly, as far as your second question was regarding.
So home textiles, I mean, what I'm trying to understand is that from 400 crores to 4,500 crores, we made a journey. Now, of course, for us to, keep maintaining a good amount of growth, maybe spinning, we might saturate at some level. So what next is what I was trying to understand. So could it be home textiles or garmenting?
Yeah. Home textiles versus garmenting, both are the key growth areas for Indian textiles. Home textiles had a very rough phase for last 1.5-2 years because of these regulatory changes in the US, since we had a lot of dependence on the US market from India. But our home textile, if you see, the industry is very, very strong and having all the capabilities. With the Europe opening, a lot of opportunities are also coming in their way as well. So it will be a big opportunity in EU where the presence is smaller, could be where the home textile can grow very substantially. So definitely both of these areas have very good opportunities available and can be evaluated at any given point of time. Both are equally equally good opportunities, I would say.
Got it. Fair enough, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Pujit Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I just wanted to understand what a blended power cost per unit would be once our solar capacity comes on stream. Would it be possible to share that?
I will not be able to share, but I can give you a ballpark number. This should be once we have our complete capacity up and running, which would be constituting about 65% of our 60% of our overall requirements. Our blended cost should be in the range of about 5.50 rupees.
Got it. Thank you so much. And considering the fact that some states like Jammu and Kashmir and other states have really lucrative policies for spinning industry, Jammu and Kashmir, or let's say MP for that matter as well, are we planning to diversify and increase our exposure in other states going ahead as a company?
We keep on evaluating the various policies all around the country. And there are pluses and minuses in all the states as far as policy is concerned. And I don't see any major negative factor remaining in Rajasthan that we have. We have only locational disadvantage of slightly higher logistic costs. Otherwise, we are able to bring in solar capacity to this level, which is not possible in many states in the country. And the one you are mentioning as well, where the solar capacity cannot come to this level. There are pluses and minuses both ways. So this needs to be, so it is not that we have to diversify or go into some other state compulsorily. We may go for other logical reasons, but not only for the incentives.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rena, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. In the last call, if I'm not mistaken, you had mentioned that the margins, the guidance you had given for margins was about 16 to 20%. We are somewhere in the midpoint there. One of the earlier callers, you mentioned that it would improve from here or like remain steady. So wondering for the long term, maybe not in FY27, but 28, 29, do we see this closer to 20%? That's my first question. I have a few more questions. In terms of the value-added products, I wanted to understand the demand of these products. Third is, you mentioned entering new markets other than UK and EU, the region. Are there any other countries or like domestically, any other states that we've recently, ventured into? And lastly, on the cotton inventory, could you tell us how many months of cotton inventory are we currently holding?
Your first question was regarding the margins. I have guided or have informed that the kind of product mix which our company has, we should be in the range of 16 to 20%. I still maintain the same, that we should be the kind of product profile as well as the kind of cost metrics we have, we should be still remain in this range. It is always the endeavor of the management to go to the upper level of the band which we have discussed, and that is a continuous effort, but cannot give any guidance on that part at this point of time, that we will definitely reach that level. It is our endeavor. We always try to move in that direction. Your second question was regarding value addition. There are various value-added products which we are already having, and this is a continuous process. It is not in textiles. Once a value-added product after 3, 4, 5 years become a commodity product. So it is not that once you have done a value addition product, it will remain like this, the margins will remain like this. So we have to continuously evolve and identify the new product which is going to happen. So this is a continuous process which we keeps on happening. So we are always working on that direction that keeps our company in the leadership position. So we continue to do that. Your third question was, I think, regarding the cotton inventory position. I'm sorry, we are not able to disclose about this. We normally do not disclose our inventory positions. And as far as new markets and other areas or other states are concerned, it's a continuous process. We do not disclose our marketing strategies on the investor conference calls, where we are heading and where we are heading. We can just give you a broad picture where we can tell you that these are the areas where we can, which may give us the growth to all the companies as well as ours.
Understood. Thank you. This is very helpful. Just one last question. On the knitted fabric production, it's slightly up sequentially. And I remember the last call you had mentioned that there were some headwinds from the U.S. and you were expecting utilization to be around, I think, 65-70%. Could you just give an update on how it is currently?
This is in the range of about 55-60% at this point of time. We have not yet reached the 65% level. The usual utilization pre this U.S. tariff area regime used to be around 60-65%, and we have not yet reached that level due to the various uncertainties which is still prevailing in the U.S. market. We have had a major presence of our knit fabric business in the U.S., which has impacted because of this lot of changes which is happening very often in the tariff rates and others.
Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Due to the time constraint, we will take one last question from the line of Uday Kumar from UK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes,
sir. Sir, just one last question on the crop size. So how was the crop size as the season is going to end, and the quality issues you have been mentioning in the earlier quarters, and how do you see the crop size and quality shaping for the next upcoming season?
Last year, I think we have closed at about 3 crore 20 lakh bales. Nearly we'll close it over. Normal pressing bales I am talking about, which is more or less equal to what we had in the previous year. This is about plus minus 1. I think it was 327 lakh bales in the year 24-25. I think we will close at around 318-320 lakh bales, around that level only. So there is a very minor blip. The coming year, the crop at this point, when the sowing season started, the crop the sowing was lagging behind. As of the last data, which I have received last week itself, the acreage is more or less same, about half a percent or about 1% less than what it was than last year. So not a major change. The major factor today would be how the rains pan out during the next 1 month. That will decide the size of the crop. But it is at this point of time, it is expected that it should remain at the similar levels as of last year. As far as the quality is concerned, the last year quality, cotton quality was not that good. And that was one of the reasons which has prompted most of the spinners from India to import the cotton from outside the country. Although the cotton parity international and domestic was more or less same, but still people imported more cotton because the quality of the cotton available was not as good. In this year, at this moment, quality looks good, but for the 26-27, its quality looks good. But as I said, the rains in the next 4 weeks is going to decide how it shapes up.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Avnish Chanda for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Dinesh, sir, before taking your closing comment, just one quick comment on your margin. The first time after long we have hit mid of our given margin range. And since product mix is going to improve, power saving will be there. So can we say that our margin now will be in the guided range of 16% to 20% in foreseeable future?
Definitely, that is what we are working on. And we definitely, with the kind of changes in the margin profile of the company, looking to the power savings as well as the fabric business, in increase in the fabric business, we should remain in this band, definitely.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much, Dinesh sir, and management team to giving us the opportunity to host this call. Sir, your closing comment?
Yes, definitely. With this, I would like to thank everyone for taking out time for joining the call. I hope we have been able to address the most of the queries. I would also thank Smith's team and Avnishji for hosting the call. For any other information or any other things which we have not been, queries which we have not been able to answer, you can contact our finance team or our investor relations advisors. Thank you once again for, and hope to see you all in the next earning conference call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Nitin Spinners Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.